Welcome back to Win Radio Was, and now our weekly visit with Chandu the Magician. This is from October 20th, 1948.
Chandu the Magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment Chandu the Magician. Today, Chandu, Master of Illusion, offers you one of his mysterious and amazing tricks. Chandu calls this trick the Assyrian Money Changer, and it changes pennies into dimes. You want this trick? Want to mystify and entertain your friends? Want to be a magician just like Chandu? All right, get that White King box top, send it with a quarter straight to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your first Chandu magic trick by return mail. What fun you'll have saying, "See this penny? I lay the penny on the table. Now I cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, I say. Then remove the block, and the penny's gone. Now it's a silver dime." The trick is easy. So easy, a child can do it, but it is clever. So clever, it is very hard to detect. Start your collection of magic tricks right now with Chandu's Assyrian Money Changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and a White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. Despite the death of the sinister Roxor, the secret inner council, of which Frank Chandler is a member, has learned that Roxor's plan to rule the world is still going relentlessly on. Under Jan Metsos, its foreign minister, already a small Balkan country has been taken over as a gateway to the east. But Chandler knows Metsos is under orders from beyond the border, and he has come to the Balkans to unmask Metsos' chief and defeat the deadly plan. Now Chandler has discovered the presence of Vicente Gomez, an unsavory intelligence agent, and plans to baffle the plotters by sending Gomez away with the gypsy tribe. Meanwhile, looking into the crystal, Chandler and Dorothy see Jan Metsos and Dimitri plotting the death of young Nicholas, formerly the crown prince. But Chandler does not know that Dimitri, a master of black magic, plans to cast a dark enchantment on the regents one by one, and that Bob has already fallen under the spell. Now, just as Dimitri leaves, the sound of horses' hoofs is heard in the courtyard of the castle. Chandu, the magician.
Betty and Bob. Good heavens, who's that with them?
Why, it's Lupu. Hello there.
Nazdar, Chandu.
Oh, Dimitri, I'm sorry you're going just when we get home.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you later, though. Boy, are we drowned.
Come in quick.
Well, I'm glad to see you, Lupu.
Almost I thought I would not find you, Chandu.
Mother, did you think we were lost? We rode up the hill in a gypsy wagon.
Yeah. We thought Lupu was chasing us all over Lubova.
Didn't you know him? You saw him that night in the cafe in Paris with the gypsy girl.
But the rain was coming down in buckets, Uncle Frank, and it was so dark, and he just kept following us around corners.
Well, never mind now, dear. You and Bob go up and get some dry clothes on. You're soaked.
Okay. Was Dimitri sore because you wouldn't let me go riding with him the other day?
He didn't say anything about it.
Oh, I wish we'd been here. I know you don't like him, Mother, but I think he's fascinating. He told
Betty,
me that...
Go and change your clothes, dear. You too, Bob.
I'm going, Mother.
I'll find you something put on, Lupu, while your clothes dry.
Oh, you think a gypsy must change his clothes because rain falls on his head? I will sit by the fire, Chandu.
Oh, but this room's always cold, in spite of the fire.
This castle is cold with black secrets and with fear.
What?
Ramani knows. Ah, Ali. I am sorry I frightened them, Pani. I thought the young ones were running away from the rain, not from me. And I did not know how to find you, Chandu. When I saw them, I...
Well, didn't you get my letter in Paris? I sent it to the cafe.
Nay, it did not come.
Or someone else took it.
Ah, it may be. Marco Pravadi was often there. But you had told me to come here, so I came. Over the Ramani Road.
Frank, it was Marco we saw that night.
So you know him, the black-hearted devil.
He went all the way to my sister's home in California to steal some papers from her husband.
Yerusalima. If I had known that, I would have taken them from him at the point of my knife.
But he didn't get them, Lupu. They weren't there.
But my husband recognized him, and Marco disappeared.
Dobra, I will kill him when I see him again.
No, Lupu. We'll talk about Marco later. Tell me, have you another horse with you?
Ah, no, Chandu, no, a fine horse. I have won it from the blacksmith in a small town last night.
I can imagine how.
No, it was a wager. He said he could drink more wine than I. I laughed at him. We sat all night at the inn drinking pitchers of wine. And this morning, he could no longer drink. So now I have his horse. It is yours, Chandu.
Well, thank you, but I don't want it for myself.
Ale, Chandu?
I want you to take a man along with you and your tribe. And keep him away until you come back in the spring.
Ah, you have discovered the man with the scar on his hand.
No, not yet. This man's come here to work for Dimitri.
So may his bones turn to water and his tongue to hornets.
I'll be satisfied to see him just out of the way. Let's get some of your clothes out of the wagon for him.
Oh, Frank, don't take Lupo out in the rain again. He's just getting dry.
Needs, Pani. Where is this man, Chandu?
In a small room at the back of the castle, tied up and gagged, just in case. Come along, Lupu. Now, Gomez, you're going to vanish as if the earth had swallowed you.
You will be more strong after the winter in gypsy camps, Gomez.
Here, give me the jacket, Lupu.
Here you see, Gomez. A fine, bright jacket. Beautiful green trousers. Even boots.
That's it, Lupu. Tell me, do you know how to ride, Gomez? I take it you don't. Well, you'll learn. Open the door, Lupu. Metsos and Dimitri will never know what happened to you, Gomez.
Tostachi, Rado. Tostachi. I am sorry to ask you to carry this great pig. Up, Gomez! Gee, what a gypsy.
Tell your people not to lose sight of him for a moment.
Grouchy, he will not be seen in this country again.
But you come back here as soon as you can. I'll need you.
I will come soon, Chandu.
Good. However this thing ends, we've won the first round. Good luck, Lupu. Nashledanu.
Dekuye, Chandu.
You're listening to Chandu, the Magician, on When Radio Was. We'll have the second part right after these brief messages. And now let's continue with Chandu, the Magician, on When Radio Was.
Frank, is that you?
Yes, Dad. Don't worry. Gomez is gone.
What on earth is all that?
Books from the old library. I want to know what they were looking for.
Who?
Well, the man Betty saw in the attic, for one. And you know there were books and papers all over that library floor when we first went in.
But maybe he found it, whatever he was looking for.
I don't think so. Or he wouldn't have gone up to the attics.
Well, he hasn't been back, though. Frank, tell me. Are you sure Roxor really did fall into that well?
Roxor? Why, Dot, I wasn't 6 feet away when it happened. He was running after Robert, and he just didn't see that cover had been taken off the well. Why did you ask that?
Because, well, one after another, his men keep appearing here. Even Dimitri said something about Roxor.
Well, Roxor had men all over the world. You know that, Nat. And as Gomez said, a man must live.
Just the same, I...
For Pete's sake, Uncle Frank, what are you doing?
I'm just going through these books. If I don't find anything, we'll bring in some more.
Can't we help? What are you looking for?
I don't know, but... Well, here's something they missed...
American currency.
Yes, and it's been here a long time. It's the old size.
How much is it?
About $500. Left for a man who never came to get it.
Uncle Frank, isn't that what that man was looking for in the attic?
He was looking for something more important than money. I'll recognize it when I see it.
You look so strange, Frank.
Well, there's something about this money. A feeling of mortal terror. As if a man had sat in that room and looked into the eyes of death.
Holy Moses.
I'm sorry. If half of what Gomez told me about this castle is true, it's not surprising that money's associated with death here.
You looked as if you were seeing even worse things.
Oh, Uncle Frank, look. Here's a book with a picture of this castle right in the front. Look.
Let's see. The castle now called Sistova, erected on the site of an ancient pagan temple by Ivan the First.
Oh, don't read it, Frank. Put it down.
Mom, why do you care what was here before? This castle's 600 or 700 years old.
Well, I don't want to hear about it. Please, Frank.
All right, Dad. I'll look at it later. Well, let's see some of the others.
Well, here's one called A Brief Balkan History. That ought to be harmless enough. Hey, it won't open.
Oh, Bob, who ever heard of a book?
Well, shake it, Bob.
Huh? Hey, it rattles.
Oh, it's a box. Let me have it.
Oh, isn't this fun? Maybe it's something that was put in there hundreds of years ago, and we'll be the first people to see it.
Can you get it open?
Yes, I can slide my knife along under the cover. By George, we found it. They were in such a hurry, they missed it.
What is it?
It's supposed to go with the map we found in the attic. It's a detailed plan of the castle.
Does it show that underground room?
What underground room, Mother?
Whoever that is, don't say anything about finding this plan.
Go to the door, Bob. It takes Lugos 10 minutes to get there.
I'm closer. I'll go. Oh, hello.
From Mr. Mason.
For my uncle? Won't you come in?
The courier, I will wait for him in the carriage.
Well, I'll give it to him right away. It's a letter from Mr. Mason, he said.
Oh, thank you, Betty.
I hope his wife's not worse.
He doesn't say. He just says, I have some very disquieting information. Please come down to the consulate at once.
Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
From October 20th, 1948, we'll have the next installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Bob Sweeney as a cast member in a Gunsmoke episode. While over on television, Sweeney briefly played a famous comedy character originated on the radio by Jim Jordan, with Kathy Lewis playing Sweeney's wife. Can you name that series? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
In decade of hits, the 60s, a collection of 75 of the most popular songs of the 1960s, brought to you by musicrewind.com. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Enjoy the original recordings of some of the biggest artists and groups from the 60s, such as Ray Charles, Connie Francis, Sam Cooke, The Four Seasons, The Drifters, The Ventures, and so many more.
Please don't ever make her blue. There is a rose in Spanish Harlem.
Order Decade of Hits, the 60s, now at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping with promo code BONUS77. Why Breaking Up is Hard to Do with Neil Sedaka, or What's Beyond the Sea with Bobby Darin by going to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now. Remember promo code BONUS77 for reduced shipping. Decade
innovative hits the 60s can be yours today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code BONUS77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we were talking about a role that Bob Sweeney played on TV, but was voiced by Jim Jordan on the radio. It was television's Fibber McGee, with Kathy Lewis not Marion Jordan as Molly. I'm Greg Bell, and we're out of time, but hey, visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.